Becky Schimmel, writer and creator of blog turned podcast The Bitch Bible. I've been avoiding getting off my ass for the past 2 weeks, putting real clothes on and coming into the studio. So thank you for bearing with me during my last couple of muffled, alcohol-fueled, girl-interrupted style podcasts. I'm back and worse than ever. Today, I'm joined by the hilarious comedian, Dulce Sloan.
Hello.
Hi. So I just want to give everyone some back history. I saw you on Conan.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And then I heard you on Two Dope Queens, and I try not to promote any other podcast because I'm an asshole, and I just you know, want all the
Gotta stay on brand.
Mm-hmm. But I do listen to Two Dope Queens. I think it's really, really funny, and I'm kind of obsessed with both of them. Heard you, laughed my ass off, I full-blown cyber-stalked you.
Ooh, fun!
I did a full-blown cyber-stalking. Didn't know if you put an accent over the E or not.
I do. It's pronounced Dulce, and there's an accent on the E.
So yes. I butchered your name already, so we're off to a great start.
Girl, I grew up in Georgia in a Spanish name. I'm fine.
Let's talk about something that is sweeping the nation, that I have nothing to say about it. I don't even know what it is. Right. I need some clarification. If anybody knows, please tell me. Apparently, there's this resurgence of Pokemon happening, and some like really angry people tweeted me last night saying like Pokemon never left, it's always been around. I'm like, okay, like move out of your mom's basement. World of Warcraft.
Like, I went to Dragon Con last year.
Okay.
And it's Dragon Con is just like Comic Con.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's in Georgia.
Okay.
It's in Atlanta, and it's like Comic Con's like the West Coast one, and Dragon Con's like the East Coast, because like 60,000 people come.
Ugh.
It's so fun.
Oh, okay.
Like, people have no idea that I'm a giant nerd. No one knows.
What is your nerdy thing? Are you into Pokemon Go?
I'm not into Pokemon, but like all that, like that gameplay, like
Dragon Ball Z,
like all that anime stuff, all that gameplay. Cause like in the Marriott where we were, there was a whole bottom floor that was just like giant conference room space.
Mm-hmm.
And they had set up all these tables, and it was just different games, like different role playing games. Like,
do you find it sexy when a guy is like a gamer?
I have not met a lot of guys who are like real gamers. Like,
are you looking for a gamer?
I'm looking for a man with a job. So, like, you're a gamer as a job, like, if you can get coins from playing a video game, fine.
Why don't we go for the guy inventing the video game? Let's go there.
Like the developer of the game.
Totally.
But developer of the game is obviously a little dude with a little bit of money, so he's going to try to get some girl who's out of his reach. Right. So.
You like Jewish guys. Is this correct?
Yes. But my favorite type of man is attainable. I'm either at a show,
mm-hmm,
or asleep. Like, that's not,
okay.
Like, and, like, then single guys don't come to shows. Single girls come to shows all the time.
Well, maybe we need to get you, like, out and about. And I need someone to tell me what Pokemon Go is. Why are people dying? Why are people, like, roaming Los Angeles?
Well,
what the fuck's going on?
You haven't played it before?
No, I'm not going to get into it because I'll get into it.
It's an app that goes on your phone.
Okay.
That's because I had to explain, like, I was in Oakland last weekend
Please
doing shows.
Tell me.
And someone explained this to me.
Okay.
So it's an app on your phone that's connected to your GPS.
Okay.
And so wherever you are, you just go and the Pokemon goes like into the gameplay.
Okay.
And it knows your GPS location, and the game will put a Pokemon in your vicinity. And then I was playing trivia last night with some friends, and like apparently there was some little pony looking Pokemon sitting in between me and somebody else.
Jigglypuff?
Not Jigglypuff, because I fucks with Jigglypuff.
Same.
Beautiful. I love Jigglypuff.
Fucking love Jigglypuff.
We used to sing his song when I was in high school because we were theater kids when we were.
Right.
But, yeah, so, like, we could be sitting in here and, like, just set up the GPS and it'll be like, oh, there's, you know.
Salamander.
Right. There's a salamander sitting right there. And, like, you see the little, like, and, like, you, so you see it on the screen. And then there's a little ball at the bottom of the screen. And then you flick the ball. And it could catch it or it could miss it.
Okay, see, even as you're explaining it, like, I'm kind of starting to get into it.
Right.
Do you know Nintendo made $10 billion off of this? Pokemon Go. My fiance told me that this morning.
How are they making
$10 billion? I have no fucking clue.
Do they get money from the download or?
No idea.
Because I know you can, like, earn
coins. I don't research these things. Well, people just tell me facts, and then I just...
Well, because, like, a guy was explaining it to me, you earn coins, and then you take those coins, and then you can buy stuff in the game, Or you can, like, if you want to, like, get to another level without doing a whole bunch, you can just pay. Like, you know, like, all those free apps or whatever. It's like, okay, you're playing a game. Like, listen, yeah. like, instead of going through these 17 extra fucking steps, you give us $4.99 and you can just go to the next level.
Right, I get that. It's like Candy Crush.
Right. It's basically like, it's like, no, I'm not doing this with you. Fuck it. I'll give you the $5. I got it. And you get the next level. That's probably how they made that money, just from people, like, going, fuck it, I got $5.
And like, then Pikachu's on the loose.
Right. And so, but since it's set up to your GPS and they just drop things down, the reason people are doing it in groups is because, like, if me, you, and the engineer are all playing Pokemon Go, and we're all with each other.
I'd be beating your asses. That's what would be happening.
Probably, because I don't run. So, like, we could be in the office and, like, see, like, the little salamander, and we could all catch it.
Got it.
Because we're all at different levels and stuff like that.
Totally.
So people do it in groups because they can all catch the same one. And then you move on to the next one. And then, got like, because everyone's a different. And I'm like, okay.
Weird. I'm over it. Can, like, we talk about someone that I have verbal altercations with in my head all the time?
Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Okay. Tittle Swift.
Okay.
Please. Okay. I just need to break a couple things down.
That's the boy with the Loki movie, right?
I guess so. I don't know who the fuck this person is.
Okay, I'm good. I'm glad you don't, because I was looking up like, why is she...
God bless him. I literally know him as Tittle Swift. I don't know what his real name is. Is it Tom Swiddle?
I think it's Tom Hiddle.
Hiddle.
Hiddleton.
Hiddleton. Hiddle Swift. I literally don't know his name.
It's Hiddleton.
Whatever his name is. Okay, I just would like to go through a series of events because I haven't been able to talk about this because I haven't been in the studio doing, like, real-time podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the saga of Taylor Swift. Her and Calvin Harris.
I just learned about, apparently, he's been going in. First of all, I don't really pay attention to what Taylor Swift does.
I am not in the squad. I don't want to be in the squad.
No, I am a 30-something-year-old black woman. I'm just no. And every time you look up, she's dating somebody, you're breaking up with somebody. I'm like, is this girl really this cute? Is she really that cute? Because she built like a boy.
Well, she apparently she got a little something upstairs.
Okay, see, she went and got some titties. So yes. Now you can date, because I looked up, he's 35. Uh-huh. Now you can date a 35-year-old man because now you're built
she's
like an
adult.
She's
dated a 35-year-old man before. She's dated Jake Gyllenhaal. She's dated John Mayer. She's dated fucking everybody.
But
I feel like I've dated her.
Right, but every time she breaks up with somebody, she writes a song about it.
This is my problem with Taylor Swift. Okay.
She messy.
She's not messy. She's too clean, is what I think. I think she is the most majorly manufactured pop star, and we are all being duped by this. I mean, I not to, like, name drop because this is pathetic, but I have met Taylor Swift. I've met Calvin Harris separately and together, mm-hmm. Okay. Calvin Harris is a nice person. He's mm-hmm. sweet. He has something brewing upstairs. Normal guy, relatively speaking.
Right.
She is blank. Just blank.
She looks blank.
Totally blank. Insincere. It feels inauthentic. Surrounds herself with, you know,
yes,
these
man.
Supermodels. And then every, like, 3 months, she has, like, some type of conveyor belt of, like, you know, either a different... like, just someone completely obscure. You know what I mean? Just to, like, stay relatable and, like, stay in everyone's good graces. Like, she'll throw, like... who was there at her...
I know Gigi Hadid was at her little pool. Her house in Rhode Island.
Those are the constants. She's got, like, Karlie Kloss, Gigi Hadid.
Is it just weird that Gigi Hadid literally come out of nowhere?
She came out of nowhere. I mean, she's gorgeous, and that's great.
I mean, we know her mother is Yolanda.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there's a Dutch woman named Yolanda makes me so happy. But also, that's where it's actually a European name.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And now she's dating Zayn.
Which is, because it was like... Because I saw something online and it was like, Gigi Hadid is white. Why would she be dating Zayn? I'm like, did you not pay attention to the second part of her name?
Hadid. Yeah, her father is Muhammad Hadid. Hello?
Where you been?
God, people this are daddy so people. Fucking stupid.
This is daddy people.
People don't do their homework anymore.
People don't pay attention to what's in front of them. Where'd you think Hadid was from? Like, it's her father is, that's why she has them features. That's
exactly.
Why it's, like, it's like, oh, she's white, but something's happening.
What? Or the little something.
What is this? This is some extra, you know, run it, put it on a magazine. I don't have time to figure this out.
Yeah, let's get back to Tittle Swift, because not coming for Gigi Hadid, because she lives around my hood, so I don't want to run into her at fucking Malibu Farm. She's going to beat the shit out of me.
Listen, okay. You don't ever know. She might do it in a weird kind of, like, pretty girl way. Like,
I don't have time for that.
She just comes up to you, and all of a sudden your eyeshadow's gone. Something real strange.
I don't wear eyeshadow, so that's perfect.
I don't know. Your hair gets wrong color. I don't know. Maybe she's magical. I don't know.
I hear she's actually really nice, but who cares? Let's talk about Taylor Swift. Okay, this is the drama that came out recently. So, first of all, I am 135,000% positive that this is a complete setup. Her and this Tittle Swifty Tommy
guy. Well, he was wearing that shirt.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
But, like, the thing is, that's what made it bogus.
That's
because
bogus.
They've only been together for, like, a month.
And okay, so she breaks up with Calvin Harris. A week later, she is perched on a rock like a Nicholas Sparks fucking movie, taking selfies in plain sight. This is so calculated. It's not fucking real. And I can't deal with people in the media who are trying to, like, manipulate their fans or their image or their, like, just fucking be real. And then she... The whole thing that's going on with this song, with Calvin Harris's song.
Oh, that she wrote it?
Okay, I knew months ago that she had co-written the song and wanted to go under a different name. And first of all, you can't just do that. It's not like you write a song and then you get duped. There are publishers and you have to register the song.
No. When you write a song, that's when you learn rappers' real names.
Right, exactly.
When they write a song.
Because then you go on the credits.
Because then you have to go by your real name. You can't go by T.I.
I mean, you can go by different names, but it's still you. Right. If you're Taylor Swift, you're fucking Taylor Swift.
Because she doesn't have an alias or like a stage name. So like what other name?
It's not like she's a producer name or a...
She's not DJ Khaled. Like what other name was she supposed to go under?
So she very voluntarily and knowingly went under a anonymous name, which is totally fine.
Nom de plume.
Whatever her fucking name was, okay?
So she had a pen name.
She had some weird Nils something something. But she writes tons of music and goes by Taylor Swift. So then the song does really well. They break up, and then she tries to make it like she was duped, which is the whole victim mentality of Taylor Swift because she's so nice and so innocent. And Calvin Harris kind of like blasted her on Twitter.
That's what the blast was. Because I was trying to catch up and I'm like, I couldn't.
No. So basically, she wants to be anonymous, and then her team leaks that she's a co-writer, conveniently.
True.
So, I mean, come on.
Every leak is calculated. No leak is. I think like 99% of leaks aren't legit.
I completely agree.
Everything's set up. Everything's
marketing.
This is like
marketing. A publicist's dream.
Right.
So no, he's the bad one. She helped him be successful. And even though she's moved on with her weird fake boyfriend, Calvin Harris is the bad one because she helped him, you know, with a hit song. And she didn't even want the credit for it because she's such a giver. Just like when she's wrapping those fucking Christmas presents for all the needy kids. And then she posts a YouTube video about it. Like, if you're going to do something nice...
Don't do it yet. Just do it.
Just do it and own it, or don't do it and don't own it.
But it's like people who are like, there's stuff that you can do. Like Harry Belafonte paid Dr. King's bills for years.
Right.
Kimora Lee Simmons paid for Mike Brown's funeral. Prince donated money to people after Ferguson and didn't use his real name.
And that's... Totally.
So if you're going to do something altruistic.
Right, but we're talking about like a song for Calvin Harris. And this is like, a little bit less.
Right, so like the video was like, oh, I'm wrapping presents for the needy. Like,
that's fine. You're doing a good deed.
I get it, but like, what do you need a YouTube video for?
For me, it's all about like this hyper manufactured image.
But I don't understand how she's hopping in and out of relationships with people so quick.
I want to know what's going on with her vagina that she has so many boyfriends.
I mean,
I think people use her as an elevator, to be totally honest.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, I can't remember what movie it was, but it was like...
Oh, I bet I'll figure it out. I'm really good at this.
It's like, basically, like, you need the press. She is famous. You need the boost. You guys are going to be in a relationship.
America's Sweetheart.
Boom.
Gotcha. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Julia Roberts, Billy Crystal, and John Cusack. Who I love. Cusack. Oh, love him.
Billy Crystal's my dude.
Okay, because you like Jewish guys.
Yeah.
We're going to get you one.
And he's funny as hell.
We're going to get you one. I got a lot of cousins, okay?
Work it out, girl. Work it out.
Lots of Jewish cousins.
I'm ready to cook everything and sit down somewhere.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'm still going to be on the road. So, you know, tell them. But, like.
That's fine.
If I'm home, I'm cooking.
Jews have a lot of miles. I could say that because I'm Jewish.
Run it, girl. Run it. Teach me your ways. Because I was at my manager's wedding going, okay, cool. Ketubah, all right, learn it. Okay. Ketubah. Right. Girl, because I knew about the shelter, and I knew about
the chuppah?
The chuppah and that glass breaker, girl. But the ketubah, that was new. Like, okay, cool.
Ketubah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll break this challah bread and eat with all of y'all. Run it.
Oh, my God. And when the challah bread goes bad, you can make the best French toast with it. Challah French toast.
I have had that in a restaurant in Atlanta. And it's
was it a deli?
No, it was like one of those places where hipsters try to be different.
Ugh, yeah, like a farm to table, like a brioche French toast.
But like, it's like
fucking
it's
Silver Lake bullshit.
Well, and it was like, or it's, you know, oh, we're gonna take like a southern classic, like pimento cheese, and like redo it. And I'm like,
It's fucking pimento cheese.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. It's.
Let it be.
It's deep south caviar. Run it. It's cheese with mayonnaise in it. What
and it's fantastic. Let's not
sleep on it. Let's not try to take the mayonnaise out of it and make it more like a vinegar. No, that's the magic.
It's like trying to take Tom Swiddle, for Snizian, whatever his name is, put a tank top on him that says I heart TS and make him your new boyfriend. Okay, it's not authentic.
I saw that hug that they were giving each other. A picture of the hug?
Yeah, creepy uncle hug.
Well, he seemed like he was into it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's into it.
And she was like...
Next album's gonna be awesome.
Like, it didn't seem legit. But my thing is like, why are all these relationships fueling your career?
She knows what she's doing. She just knows what she's doing. It's crazy.
Her publicist is amazing.
I need to get on that shit immediately. Let me tell you. I can't afford her, but, you know, a girl can dream. Put it on my vision board.
Put on that vision board.
How do you feel about Miss Teen USA eliminating the bikini competition?
I'm very excited about it. Me too. Shit's creepy.
That's so creepy.
It was creepy. You have 15-year-old girls.
In a fucking bikini.
Right. And, like, it's...
Ugh.
If you're at, like, the beach with your friends or the pool or whatever, like, fine. I would not have a problem with my teenage daughter when I get one.
Right.
Hopefully I'll make her myself and not marry into her. But other than that.
Yeah.
Word. Not down to stepmom shit. She's how old? I was driving when she was born. Fun. But the judges are grown men.
Gross. And then they're ranking their bikini.
They're
buys?
Ranking 15-year-old's bikini. But first of all, she's not even done cooking. Okay.
Right. True.
She's not done cooking. She's still got some more years. Like, let this child be. They're children.
Let her blossom.
Let her blossom.
Before you give her, like, you know, a 3 for not having like a protruding clavicle.
Right, and I'm just like, listen, some of these girls might still have baby fat. I don't know. Probably not.
And how disgusting is it that they even get to judge you based on what your body is like?
In a bathing suit.
In a fucking bathing suit.
I've always thought, because, like, I was in a pageant at my college my freshman year.
Were you?
Called Miss I went to Brunel University when it was Miss Brunel. Okay. But
what drew you into doing a pageant? Was there cash?
I got not, because they could either.
Because I do a lot of weird shit for cash. I do a pageant for cash.
The freshman class nominated 4 girls.
Oh my God.
And I was one of the girls that got nominated. And
good for you.
Yeah, I was popular freshman year. Shit kind of popped. Shit went awry, I think, later on in school. But no, we had to write an essay.
Uh-huh.
And then the essay determined, because there was a lot of people got, like, the sororities got to nominate girls, freshman class nominated girls, different department, like, a whole bunch of people nominated girls.
Okay.
And then I went to a women's college, so.
Okay.
You had to write an essay, and then the essay determined who got into the pageant.
I like that.
And then.
We should try to, that should be right, how it is now. You should be able to be fucking smart and be awarded for it and not just be pretty, because that's stupid.
I think on the teen one, they have to do that. I'm not sure.
Do they have like a, I'm even down for a talent
competition. Well, we had to have, because what we had to do was, because I know for the school, we had to do an interview. We had to have a talent.
Okay.
And then we had to have like a nice dress.
Okay.
But they didn't judge the dress.
Right. They can be like, fringe is so 2012.
Right. So we, you know, but it was essay, interview, talent.
Okay.
Is what they went off of. And then if you made the top 10, there was an interview question. So I didn't get top 10. Bastards.
Fuckers.
Fuckers. That's all right. I'm basically one of the most famous people that went to my fucking college.
Good.
So I'm good.
Sweet justice.
But it's, but I've always thought that like, they're teenage girls, so they need to be able to have, they need to be doing a talent, they should be an evening gown, like the whole swimsuit thing falls into that creepy, barely legal bullshit.
So
like that
gross.
Weird genre of porn. Like, it's just...
Ick.
Ick. And I mean, I didn't, and I was like, I would have loved to have done like a friend of mine, she did pageants, but she used her pageants to pay for college.
Right, that I get, believe me.
Right, so she
totally get that. But I feel like there should be a little bit more of an emphasis just in general, not just in pageants, just in general, 2016,
right,
on being smart and being funny and being able to communicate with people and not being like, oh my God, like, check out this duck face, like, look at my body. Like, you know what I mean? It's just so stupid. And it doesn't last. That's cool now, but it doesn't fucking last. You need to be smart.
You do have,
or funny, or something. Something that's tangible. Like, just being pretty doesn't fucking matter.
Well, I was doing, like, I did, it's one of those questions where it's like, is it better to be smart and ugly or pretty and dumb?
Pretty and dumb. No, I'm just kidding.
And it's like, you're like, well, all right, like, sometimes, like, which is worse, pretty and dumb or smart and ugly? And I was like, smart and ugly is the worst, because if you're smart, you can't convince yourself that you're not ugly.
That's true.
You know. You know.
That's true. The thing is, everyone needs to work with what they've got, make the best of the situation, and then just really focus on, you know, doing things that you can control.
Well, that's why, like, I
read a book.
Like, do you know Tess Holliday?
Mm-mm.
Girl, we have to get on Tess Holliday.
Who's Tess Holliday?
She is.
That is so not her real name.
Well, Tess is her, I think Tess is her real first name.
Holiday is not a real last name, but I'm into it.
Holiday is her fiance's last
name. Oh, okay, okay.
And they just had a baby, but she is the first, Elle was a plus size, was a plus size supermodel.
Okay.
But she was also, like, over 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like that Ashley girl or whatever.
Ashley Graham. Yeah.
Over 6 foot, you wear this size, but you're basically like a skinny chick who got stretched sideways.
Got it.
Like, you're wearing a 16, but your stomach's completely flat. Go fall off a fucking bridge.
Yeah, annoying.
Tess Holliday is 5'3".
Oh.
And she wears like a 22.
Oh.
So she's an inch shorter than me, and she's 2 sizes bigger than I am.
Oh, I thought you meant 22, like 3 sizes under a size 25 waist. And I was like, okay, that's really emaciated. Homegirl needs a sandwich.
No.
Okay, got it.
I'm not talking
We're about doing 2, 4, 6.
8, 10, 12,
okay.
4.
Got it. I was like, is she eating? Okay.
No.
I'm with you now. I'm back
5'3", size 22.
Okay.
And she got signed by Milk Model Management.
Wow.
Out of London, off of Instagram.
Wow. Shit.
She is gorgeous.
I'm going to look her up, like,
she
immediately.
She just had a baby, and she is going back to work, and there's a picture of her breastfeeding her daughter, getting her hair, like, kind of like with Gisele Bündchen, that picture Gisele Bündchen had a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So, you know, like, you're saying, like...
Did you see that picture, by the way, just to quickly mention it, of Victoria Beckham kissing her daughter on the lips, and people are so gross and stupid that they're saying that it's like pornographic and disgusting.
It's not pornographic.
It's her fucking daughter, and she's like 4 years old, and it's sweet. I kiss like everyone in my family on the lips every single time I see them.
It's a baby.
My dad kisses his friends on the lips. We're Jews. That's what we do.
See, I don't... But
people are
like,
so weird.
But she's a baby.
She's a baby, and that's gross and ew. Like, how could anyone freak out over that?
Like, when people were acting, we're like, I think there was, like, one of those award show where, like, Will Smith was, like, kissing, like, Jaden, like, all over. Just embarrassing. Like, I mean, he was being a dad, that's embarrassing cute. His, like, teenage son. And just kissing him all over his face. And people were like, oh, this is gross. This is, you know, this is homophobic. And it was like, ugh. That's his son. And he's obviously bothering him.
It's funny.
Because I used to do it to my brother. I used to grab my brother, like, when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And just kiss him all over his face. And it's, get off me, Dulce. This is good. And like, but that's what you do to your brother.
I full on make out with my dog on the reg.
I can't with that.
I can.
The dog and the lick.
I can get down with it. I love it. You know what I do? This is how gross I'm obsessed with my dog. Like, love him more than any human. I don't even care. I lift his lips back and I kiss all of his teeth. Because they're so cute. I do.
Ooh,
I think. Take a sip.
I think, other than the Klan, that's the whitest thing I've ever heard.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Other than avocado toast.
Oh, no. Fuck. It's
the whitest thing I've ever heard.
Really? That's, how is that white, though? I mean, that's just gross.
Ma'am, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
People of color.
Tell me.
This whole dog licking
is not going to happen.
Fuck no.
I let my dog, I mean, I'm obsessed.
They look their behind.
He can't reach his butt. He's very stocky.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he doesn't mess with his own asshole at all. But he's so cute and they're so white and I just fucking, oh my God, the front four. I kiss them and I just, ugh, it's like my medicine.
Interesting.
Yeah, please don't judge me.
Listen, girl, you got a dog and a show and a fiancé. You are living the dream. I can't judge you on anything.
Breaking news, the lingering finger, I think it's called, or the dangling finger, is the new duck face. Thanks, Kylie. Thanks for fucking nothing, okay? So what you do, it's not a finger in the mouth, because that's just not okay.
Okay.
You put the finger, like you're pondering life, or like you're like checking out a library book, and you just let it hover over your lips, but it's not in your mouth, it's just like sitting on top of your mouth, and you're like looking off into the distance. I don't do duck face or finger lingering.
This is why other countries hate us.
100%.
We've contributed nothing.
Nothing.
We've given you reality television and jeans and the t-shirt.
The t-shirt's nice. I like the t-shirt.
But t-shirt also work clothes.
In-N-Out Burger and hot dogs too, though.
Hot dogs came from the Germans.
That's so true. I should know this. I'm German.
Hamburger, not in America, not English. Germans.
Fucking Germans. Jesus Christ. So we've only given them jeans, t-shirts, the Kardashian. I'm so anti-Kardashian.
Coca-Cola.
There you go. Okay.
Sprite.
But Mexican Coca-Cola is better.
Mainly because there's sugar in it.
Real sugar. Yeah. What else?
Sprite. We have given the world bourbon.
Oh, there you go.
We gave the world bourbon.
Now we're talking.
Bourbon in your whiskey. Yes, bourbon. We gave the world bourbon.
Hmm.
Jazz.
Big one.
Hip-hop. Let's see.
Hip-hop's a big one, too.
We've given you that. What else has the United States contributed? Me. You.
Us. You're welcome.
Thank you. I think we're...
I think we're done.
The internet? Did we do that?
I feel like the Asians had to have done that.
Computers? That wasn't us either?
Was it? Do you know?
Internet is us.
Oh, the internet. The internet?
We would come up with some trashy shit like the internet.
Good for... USA.
Guys, we did... Of course we came up with the biggest waste of time.
The internet.
No, this... I have a very odd love for the Kardashians. I'm not...
Who's your favorite?
Kim, girl. Kim and...
I love you. Because Kim. Everyone's like, Khloe. I'm like, Khloe's kind of annoying. Have you seen her on Instagram? All the pictures of herself. Like, I get that she's funny and on the show. Well, she's got the banter. But she's still completely self-indulgent.
I think Khloe's doing all those pictures because Khloe got out of...
a bad marriage.
And she worked really hard.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
She worked really hard on her body, and I'll give you that.
Let me tell you, I was rooting for a Khloe Lamar reunion. I really wanted it. I felt like it was going to happen.
I didn't.
And he's fucking up again. He got kicked off a plane last week.
Oh, because he was getting sick.
Because he was fucked up. Not just getting sick. He was sick because he was getting fucked up. That pisses me off because I was rooting for him.
Well, but she went through a lot with him.
Yes.
She went through a lot with him, and also it's like...
I mean, I would never stick around for that. If someone cheated on me and, like, all that bullshit, I'd
her family, like, they talked about it on the show. She's like, what? Like, he did... She's like, yeah, but he was dead for, like, a... Like, he was in a coma. Like, they thought the first... Like, when they finally got him to the hospital... Because technically they were still married.
Right.
So she was the one, because his father is a drug addict.
Yeah.
His mother passed.
He's a crack addict.
Right. So he was doing all of the drugs. And I was
to a degree, that is a disease because then it trickles down. So he obviously has it in his, like,
it's genetic. Addictions are genetic.
Right.
So, and it's not, I'm not trying to shit on his upbringing, shit on my culture.
No.
Addiction is doesn't matter where your background is.
It's not your it's all cultures. Everyone's got addiction.
If your parents are addicts, you're going to be... My mother smoked till I was 14. Both me and my brother smoked.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's just how you just... Addictions are genetic. It's a disease. We all know this.
Right.
But it's... She went through so much.
Mm-hmm.
With him, like, she brought him back from...
To life. And he fucking...
Got him a house. Like, they got him a house, got him all set up. That's why Rob Kardashian needs his ass whooped.
Can I tell you something?
Oh! He is such a jealous-hearted fucking person.
If I saw Rob Kardashian trolling around the commons in Calabasas, I would do the figure four on him. Fully assault him. He is an asshole.
Yeah.
He's stupid. He's an ingrate.
He's just ungrateful. He's very ungrateful. It was like,
And he's such a whiny little bitch.
He's a whiny little bitch, and I cannot stand a weak man. Oh, it makes me
How
so
are your
sorry.
Socks, Rob?
Girl, I knew he was going to not be good. I knew he
How
was going to be.
How are the socks, Rob?
Girl, who has ever heard? Because when he was like, when he came up with the idea.
Oh, genius. Socks.
He's like, well, my sock line. And
what
I remember.
What everyone needs in a recession is socks that say, like, ho, ho, ho on the bottom. Or Merry Xmas. Like, fuck off.
Because I remember the episode where he was talking about it years ago. He's like, yeah, mom's helping me with my sock line. He saw all three of them go, what?
Wah, wah, wah.
Like, him was like, oh, that's good. Like, it was kind of like we want to be supportive.
Cool. You and your voice goes up like that, and you're like, oh okay, it's such a good idea.
That's great. Just a sock line, and they were trying
just
to
what
like,
the world needs.
They were trying to kind of ask him about it, but he could never get any really like clear answers.
Like, get off my case, okay?
And then
building a business, I'm like, fuck.
Right, God, and then his
such
mom,
a vagina.
And then his mom would be like, well, Rob, you need to do stuff for this.
The sock line that I'm funding.
And he's like, well, mom, like, they should you just be able to make those decisions? She's like, no, this is your...
Motherfucking sock line.
This is your business. You have to tell me what you want. She's like, what if I pick out the wrong stuff? You don't want it. Then we wasted all this money. Like, what are you talking
about? He is such a fucking troll bitch.
And then that whole black... Like,
The Black China thing.
I have no thoughts about Black China. I don't know enough about Black China.
Me either.
I don't know enough about her to even have an opinion.
I try to have no thoughts about the Kardashians, but I try to go on a Kardashian cleanse, and someone pointed out that my Kardashian cleanse is broken every single week because I talk about them all the time. But it's not so much them, it's just the what they represent that bothers me.
They represent, see, and I love what they represent.
Do you? What, you think they represent the American dream?
No, I think they represent getting famous for nothing.
Right, which I mean...
They are multi-millionaires. Every season, their house gets bigger. The cars get better.
I can get behind Kim, okay? Because what she's done is, I mean, insane.
My favorite Kim's 08, 09 Kim. Because she still looked Armenian.
Right. Before she got her hairline lasered.
See, that's what somebody else told me.
Kylie, I can't get down with. I'm not.
She's completely manufactured.
Completely. She is the proprietor of the lingering finger selfie. Well, and why are you lips? First of all, she gets onto Snapchat and she lip syncs to all these songs while she does her awkward, like, cerebral palsy head tilt. And she never is singing the words right. There's always a 3-second delay. always a 3-second delay.
But Snapchat's real time. How is there a delay?
Because she doesn't. She's stunted in her cerebrally, so it's not connecting. But she hears the music and she's singing a little delayed.
What's so confusing to me is I remember interviews with her.
Yeah, when she's talking.
Before she got this surgery. And she talked like a regular person.
At a normal pace.
At a normal pace.
With normal inflection.
With normal inflection. And then now she got this surgery. She's and I'm like.
I'm just like so excited for Kim to come see my new lip kits. Like, I'm so excited about opening my new makeup store. Like, it's like, what are you?
None of them speak this way.
Are you high? Are you?
None of them.
Like, I'm so excited.
Kendall doesn't even speak this way. They're all very passionate. Like, Kendall's a little subdued when she talks.
I think Kendall's a lesbian, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just have a theory. Think about it. Brew on that. I think she's a lesbian.
I think it was funny that, like, recently.
And I stand behind that.
She might be. That recently Scott, like, thought there was, like, a curse on all of the men.
See, I feel like that's all staged. Yeah, the Kardashian curse. Although.
But Kim was mighty pissed about it. Mm-hmm. Mighty pissed. She was like, how could you say this? Our family. How could you do this? He's like, but look at me. Look at Lamar. Look at.
Kanye.
Kanye's fine. Kanye was crazy before.
You know what? I think also, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble because I'm making all these assumptions. I happen to like Kanye West because I just think he's ridiculous. And he is actually really, really talented. Like, he's a talented guy. He's a douchebag. He's an asshole.
Well, this is what happened.
He has Asperger's.
He might, or.
I really do.
This is what happened. His mother died and he snapped.
Yeah. Yeah.
It very much correlates.
That's true.
His mother died.
He lost it a little.
And he snapped. Mm-hmm. That was the only family he had.
I get it.
Also.
I'd go a little batshit crazy if something happened like that to me.
Oh, something happened. Oh, you couldn't.
I'd be like fetal position.
I'm done. Everybody.
Padded cell.
I'm gone. I'm gone. Don't come get me. I'm gone.
Same.
But it's. I'm thinking he idolized Kim. He loved Kim before.
Worshipped her.
Plus, he also needed a girl who had money. He was paranoid that someone's going to try to only want to be with him for his money.
I get them.
So, I get it. Mm-hmm.
He's elevated her to a certain level as well. You know what
I
mean?
I think he stopped her from doing...
Juicy tracksuits.
Well, everyone needs a juicy tracksuit. Come on, calm down.
No, I'm into a tracksuit in general, but once he was with her, then he was, you know,
Well, she was saying that, like, she had to get a whole new
wardrobe,
because Kanye started dressing her and all this other stuff.
Please tell everyone, we have to wrap it up, but I want everyone to come watch your shows and listen to your stand-up, because it's really, really funny, and I don't say that ever.
I have a...
Where can they find you first, your socials?
On my socials, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, is at Dulce Sloan, D-U-L-C-E.
Dulce.
D-U-L-C-E-S-L-O-A-N.
Okay, follow her and see where she's playing and go see her because she's funny, guys.
And the 21st, I'm going to be at the Angel City Brewery at the Off the Ropes comedy show.
Perfect. Everyone go see her. Everyone follow me at Jackie Schimmel. Give us 5 stars. Leave us a good review.
Follow.
Tell all your fucking friends. Follow. And I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.